When life feels messy and incomplete, you might feel broken, you might feel less than, but God sees a masterpiece and he's not finished with you yet. This sentence is the core message in today's song. The title of the song is Finished by Caleb and John. And I just want to ask as we get started here, how many of you in life have ever felt that life is messy? Yeah, right? I think, how many hands, feet, how many, what can we put up, right? Exactly. Life is messy. Grief, anxiety, loss, heartache. Balancing everyday experiences of work and family, expenses, savings, vacations, relationships, hopes, and dreams. The list of to-dos that's waiting for you when you leave here today, the laundry and the dishes and the errands and the responsibilities that you have. Life is messy, and we can't always see through the messy, can we? Recently, I was listening to a podcast by a pastor and an author who I respect. His name is Kerry Newhoff. And in 2008, Kerry experienced a crushing season of burnout. He was growing in his church. His church was growing. He had a large church. Kerry's a pastor in Canada. But his church was growing. They were adding staff constantly. They were building and adding programs and events. But inwardly, Kerry tells us that his world was cracking, that inwardly things were fracturing. His body, his mind, his emotions eventually all quit, completely quit on him. And as he tells the story, he was in a complete tailspin. He couldn't see up. He couldn't see down. He was in a tailspin. And he struggled with feelings of failure. He struggled with feelings of self-worth. He even contemplated taking his own life. How about you? Have you ever felt so out of control that you didn't know what to do? Ever felt like the world was just too much, that you just couldn't take anymore, that you just wanted to lie down, you just wanted to roll over, pull the covers over your head, and just not get up? When I was a kid, I grew up in a house. And in that house, my parents never said the word no. That was the house I grew up in. Never said the word. I never heard my parents say no. The door was always open to you. If you had a need, you could come into my parents' home. They would be there for you. If you couldn't come to them, they would literally go to you. I grew up in a family where my parents never said no to people. They would always just try to care and serve and love others. And you would think that that's a good model, and it is. It's a great model to learn how to serve others. It's a great quality to have. But here's the thing. Serving others is a good thing to do, but when you never say no to something, you will eventually burn out. You'll eventually burn out. I was in college the first time I started smelling smoke. I was in college the first time I started to learn that I was getting close to burnout, even as an 18, 19-year-old. I was involved in a number of groups and ministries that I had started to participate at school. I was balancing schoolwork. I was balancing a part-time job, the numerous relationships that I had. I remember having a mental picture of my life, and it was as if all the opportunities in my life were cheesecloth. You ever worked with cheesecloth? Cheesecloth, right? It was just as if all the activities of my life were cheesecloth. The relationships and the things I were doing were cheesecloth. And it was being stretched over my life, just being pulled over, representing all the energy and my health and my well-being. And, well, if you've ever worked with cheesecloth, you know you can pull cheesecloth only so far before it breaks, right? I was pulling, and I was starting to just hear that cracking. I was starting to feel it fraying at the corners, and it began to tear. And that is how I saw my life. I saw my life just starting to just be too much for me. Like I said, I was beginning to smell the smoke of burning out. And it was also in that season of life, though, however, that God met me at that moment, and he helped me put things right, and I began to find health again. I started to learn the concept of boundaries. and learn how to find health in that. Life is messy, right? Life is not neat or easy. Someone said life is like a roller coaster of emotion, constantly moving. How true that is. When life is messy, there's an overwhelm that can come into our lives. There's an overwhelm, this feeling of being out of control. And there's a lot of times when we look at our lives, and in that moment, maybe we look towards heaven, we look towards the sky, and we say, God, man, where are you? Where are you? As the wheels of my life are starting to come off the cart, God, where are you? I know, God, I've done some of the things that have got me to this point. I know that you know, part of this is me, but can't you have some compassion on me? I'm in overwhelm here. Or maybe, God, this mess I'm in, God, I had nothing to do with it. This mess, I didn't ask for it, I didn't prepare for it, I didn't plan for it, I didn't do anything to deserve it. But this mess is now on my door knocking, and I have to deal with it. Where are you, God, in the midst of all this? Or maybe it's somewhere in between these two poles. Maybe you're looking towards heaven saying, God, I'm here. I'm exhausted. I'm trying. I'm trying to follow you. I'm trying to do what you ask me to do, but I'm just exhausted. It's messy, and I don't see the way forward. Would you please help? When life is messy and incomplete, God is with you. What you see as a problem, what you see as a conflict, what you see as a mess, God sees as a masterpiece. It is a masterpiece in progress. And he's not finished with you yet. When Caleb and John, the authors of this song, wrote this song with their team, they wrote it from a personal experience. In fact, in an interview with a radio station, 100.7 FM, they said that in this song, they wanted to address the burden that so many people feel, the burden of thinking, they get to the end of the day and they just think, I did it wrong again. How many of us get to the end of our days and we think, man, I did it wrong again? Heck, we don't have to get to the end of the day. How many of us by noon, three times, have already gone to, oh my gosh, I did it wrong again? Right? God, help me. Help me, God. Caleb and John explained in the interview that they experienced the pressure of losing their patience and feeling completely behind in life, which led them to a bigger question of, am I failing God? Like, my heart says I want to do things that honor God, but am I failing God with everything that I'm doing? They told the DJ of that radio station that instead of waiting until they had their lives all figured out, they wrote from the perspective of being in the mess. This song that they wrote was from inside the mess. They leaned into the moments where they felt completely lost, and they needed a reminder that grace rebuilds where pain tears down. Grace rebuilds where pain tears down. The goal in this song was to remind everyone who listens that life is messy, it is incomplete, and God sees a masterpiece in progress, and he's not finished with you yet. This is the point of their song. So I'd like to introduce you to Caleb and John. They wrote this song from their heart, and they want more than anything else than for all of us to know that God's not finished with any of us yet. So Here Now is Finished by Caleb and John.
Single time. He's not done with me, not done with you.
And I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. This is the passage from Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. It is the scripture that this entire song hangs on, according to Caleb and John. I'm not, you're not, he's not finished. Even when we feel down, even when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel messed up, when we feel broken, when we feel frail, he's not finished with us. God sees a masterpiece where we see a screw up, and that's a truth that we can hold on to with both hands, that our hearts can just hold on to, and it will help us as we face whatever challenges come our way. When we see failure, God sees our future, and he calls it good. As I've mentioned to you, I've been trying to garden. There's a laugh over here in the front. I've been trying to garden this year. I am definitely more an angel of death than a farmer. More years, the plants that I have put into the ground die. This year, I'm really trying to keep the plants alive, despite the rabbit that attacked my garden and took out all of my plants. But this I want to share with you is a picture of our raspberry bush. Right? Can you see it? You see it? We put this in the ground, and here's the thing. There's a few signs of life. It's been about 3 weeks maybe, 3 to 4 weeks in the garden, and at first all I saw was a stick protruding out of the ground. Someone said, put this in the ground and it'll become a raspberry bush. So I said, okay. So in it goes. Now, there were no green leaves. There were no nothing. There's nothing there. Right? It was nothing. It was just a stick in the ground. Nothing was happening. And for 3 months, or 3 weeks, just nothing at all. I'd water it, nothing. I'd water it, nothing. Just a stick in the ground. But what I didn't see was all that was happening below the surface. Right? I was doing the work up here, but what I didn't see was the root system doing its thing. And eventually, this week, a little bit of green popped up at the base of the plant. And so while I was worrying, while I was doing all the stuff I could do above the soil, the ground, the roots down were growing and maturing and strengthening. Each day they were doing what they needed to do so that today I have the beginning of life sprouting out of the ground. God is like the plant, right? While I worry above ground and all the things that I have to do, all the responsibilities and all the things that you and I deal with on a daily basis, while we're above ground being a mess, being a failure, being out of control because life is overwhelming, God is silently doing the work below ground. He's doing the work we can't see. He's bringing together the things that need to happen. We don't see the activity because it's below ground. There's nothing but a stick standing up in the dirt for us. So we think it's finished. Nothing's working. It's a mess. But God's not done. He's always working below the surface. He's not finished with us yet. Tim Keller is a pastor of great renown. Tim Keller was a deep thinker. He was a treasure to the kingdom of God before the Lord took him home 2 years ago. In a devotion on the Psalms that he wrote with his wife, Kathy, Tim makes the following statement about dealing with our sorrows and difficult moments in life. He said this. He says, what do we do when we are afflicted? When you face a hard time, what do? When we are afflicted, usually we give in to self-pity. Usually we give in to bitterness, fear, and envy. But King David, however, does not fall into these things because he has an understanding of life that encompasses suffering, and he uses it to glorify God. Praise is the antidote to self-absorption. Praise is the antidote to self-absorption. We worry when life doesn't go our way. When we struggle that life is hard. We get angry when we're not in control. We feel guilty when we feel feelings of failure. But in those moments, what if we turn our feelings of guilt, anger, frustration, struggle, what if we turn those things over to God? What if we turn them over to him? And instead we went with praise. What if instead of seeing the mess all around us up here, we lifted our arms and our hands in praise and accepted that our story is not over yet? God is still working on us, and his grace is sufficient. One of my favorite lines in the song that we just heard is this: what I tore down, his grace rebuilds. In joy and pain, he's working still. These words highlight our brokenness before God. The things that we tear down through our choices, through our doubts, through our failures, God redeems. I like this song because it delivers in an upbeat way, yet it's comforting. It's a comfort to us, reminding us that God does not abandon. He does not abandon us when we mess up and when life is messy. Whether our lives are in a season of joy or a season of pain, the Holy Spirit is always with us, working below the surface, and we can trust that. So I don't know what mess you're living in right now. I don't know what mess you will experience when you walk out these doors tomorrow or the days to come. But this I do know: you won't face whatever it is alone. That whatever your mess is, God is there. And so use every moment that you have for a reason to praise Jesus, because he's with you in it. There is nothing that you have done, nothing that you will do, that God does not want you to be near him. He loves you, and he's not finished with you yet. Amen. Let's pray. God, I thank you for Caleb and John. I thank you for their ministry and for their songs, and I thank you for the upbeat way that they remind us that you are never finished with us. God, that no matter what we are facing, the hardships and the difficult times, that you are still working. And so, Lord, help us to trust that even when we do not see, even when everything around us just seems to be crumbling down. Lord, help us to remember that you are not finished with us, that you have the final say, that you have the final word, and that you love us. So, Lord, help us as we go about our lives, and may we lift up those difficult moments in praise to you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.